Here's an example, a brilliant, brilliant example, personified of why we need you to get involved. I want you to welcome now a couple. They're parents. They're lovely people. They're going through hell. It's Mike and Lucy Carroll. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in. I've heard your story, and it's the saddest story. Lucy, do you want to tell the story? So it was pretty much a year ago. It was last February that you were...
13th of February.
13th, of course, you can remember the date stamped on your head forever, isn't it? So you've got a little boy, Ollie. He was 4 at the time, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Just turned 4 in the January.
Just turned 4 in the January. It wasn't so well. You're sat there in a hospital room and they're giving you these results. So what? Talk us through that day.
A doctor just came in and basically told us that our son had Batten's disease.
We had already researched into it because... we sort of knew what they were testing for.
Ollie was sat on your knee at the time.
Ollie was
sat
on my knee.
So we'd just been told, you know, basically our child was going to die.
With him sat there on your knee?
With us, yeah. He was sat there on Mike's knee. And he was bursting into tears, you know. It was just... they told us that there was no cure. There's no treatment anywhere in the world. And there was absolutely nothing they could do for him.
So for those people who don't know, and this is me included, because I've got to be honest, I've never heard of it, what is Batten disease?
It's a neurodegenerative brain disorder. You're a normal child. Ollie's a normal child. He was hitting all his milestones really well. Till September, and he had a seizure, which they put down to temperature. By November, he got diagnosed with generalised epilepsy, and the test went further. And that's when February we found out. And basically, it takes away their eyesight, the speech, all the motor skills. They can't walk. Ollie now can't walk.
Because you guys have been through hell with this, haven't you?
Yeah.
But this is kind of a genetic thing, isn't it? So you've been to be... tested, and you've had all the kids tested.
Yeah.
And can you talk us through, I don't know, this is just reaching another level of pain for you, can you talk us through the results of those tests?
Basically, once Ollie was diagnosed, they told us that me and Mike would need testing, and we were both carriers. So once we found that out, we went and found specialists down in London, and they informed us that there was 25% chance of having a child with Batten's disease, and obviously we've got 4 children.
Right.
So they first of all they concentrated on Amelia, who was just turned 2 at the time, and they tested Amelia, and it's come back that she's also got Batten's disease, like Ollie.
I'm so sorry. So she's going to go through the same sort of process that Ollie is, and you guys are going to have to go through it all. That's just beyond heartbreaking, isn't it? How old is Amelia now?
She's just turned 3.
Okay. I'm really sorry to hear sorry, guys, genuinely. They've been helped by the charity When You Wish Upon a Star, which is our nominated charity for this year's Superhero Day. So what have the guys at When You Wish Upon a Star actually done for you then?
Oh, they've just been absolutely amazing. Amazing support. They've created memories for us, you know, that... we never even dreamed of.
They're also helping my eldest 2 sons as well, because they're going through it as much as us.
Yeah.
You know, when we went to Centre Parks, they had a great time. They did all the activities, and they're meeting celebrities that they see on the TV as well, which they absolutely loved, didn't they?
Yeah.
My eldest lad challenging Saracen out of Gladiator to an arm wrestle and everything. Really? He loved it. So yeah, it is. They are. They're brilliant.
It's the support network that they make as well. So you're meeting other families that are in similar situations, and you can support each other. You know, you don't just go home and forget about them. You know, you make friends. You've got your phone number. So sometimes you can't ring your own friends because they don't understand what you're going through.
I bet.
So you can ring or just text. You know, other people who are going through similar situations, and they get it, whereas as much as people around you love you, they don't get what you're going through at all.
Well, you've been very brave, the both of you. I'm so sorry to make you talk about this, and to I'm so sorry for everything you've been through. I'm a parent myself, and I can only just begin to imagine. I can't imagine what you've gone through, and I'm really sorry. I'm looking forward to meeting Ollie, so we'll see him for Superhero Day on the 13th of May. You're listening now at home, whatever you're up to, in your busy morning. Please do get yourself involved in this. These are the sort of families, Lucy and Mike here, that we're trying to help, that When You Wish Upon a Star do so much to give a little rare sunlight to some of these kids during some horrendous times, and of course to the parents and to the siblings, like Lucy mentioned.